that there really is a new spirit of cooperation and partnership. And I will say what I said privately when we discussed this. It really doesn't matter what's in black and white. What matters to me is how we as parties interpret our mutual obligations and how we interact going forward. And the most important test to me of the relationship is how we interpret and enforce this agreement going forward. And I believe there is a new spirit of cooperation, and I look forward to building on that. Thank you.
Okay, please call the roll. It's an emergency.
Adams.
I want to thank you for your work, and I want to associate myself with Commissioner Fish's concluding comments and just add that as part of my transition efforts, transition work, mayor-elect to mayor, I've asked him to complete a review of the whole issue of housing. Look forward to receiving that assessment in the fall. Aye.
Fish.
I'm proud of the work of the two gentlemen before us, and we have a regular cabinet meeting now that meets at least monthly, where we bring the chiefs of the various housing entities into a room and we butt heads and we plan together and we collaborate. I think it's very promising. It's the way that we're going to actually move this agenda forward, particularly at a time of enormous strains with limited resources and lots of political challenges. So I thank you for your good work. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I appreciate the remarks here, and I look forward to investing this over $11 million in producing affordable housing and most efficiently possible, and also in pursuant to our PDC affordable housing green building guidelines as well. Please support this. Aye. 1182.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Transportation to administer federal transportation funds for a diesel fuel reduction market outreach center.
Jennifer, you're going to...
You
can say the remarks rather than me.
Okay, sure.
Just introduce yourself for the record.
Great. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Porter, Residential Recycling Coordinator at Office of Sustainable Development.
Greg Jones with the Office of Transportation.
Would you tell us about this?
Yeah. So before you is an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Transportation to administer federal transportation funds for a diesel fuel reduction market outreach center. So OSD has been working with PDOT to administer this $200,000 in federal transportation funds from ODOT for a diesel outreach center. This will be a great opportunity for the city to work in an innovative partnership to help freight carriers on the I-5 corridor reduce emissions and improve air quality while saving on fuel costs. The center is at the Jubitz truck stop in the city of Portland and expects to serve more than 1,000 truck owners in the next year of operation. In a few weeks, council will separately hear an ordinance to award the contract for this funding to Cascade Sierra Solutions, which is an Oregon nonprofit, to staff and operate the facility.
Greg, did you want
to? I'd like to add that this is we're doing this agreement and test project under a test program with ODOT and Federal Highway Administration. It's the second one that we've done for professional services. Union Station with BGS was the first. So we're entering in a new territory where we're not having to negotiate these contracts through ODOT and let them through ODOT, so we're gaining some efficiencies and cost savings by doing that. And this has been a great partnership and looks like it's going to move forward very quickly here.
Questions?
I do. I'm curious, as the owner of a diesel vehicle, what specifically is a diesel fuel reduction market outreach program mean?
Doing. The unique thing about the program is that it brings together various options for these long-haul truckers. So it involves auxiliary power units for them to be able to put onto the vehicle so they don't have to idle the engine to keep things cool or warm. Also involves aerodynamic aspects for the truck to help save fuel. There's also diesel emission reduction filters that can be put on. So basically the outreach center brings together a package of options. It's a part of a program through EPA called SmartWay program, And it's called.
You said diesel reduction filters. Did you mean diesel emission reduction filters?
Yep. Yeah, diesel particulate.
Particulate, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so that's one of the options. Though, so it's a whole package of things to help save emissions and save fuel. So the operators can choose which elements they would like, and there's financing.
It's truly designed for big trucks, not necessarily all diesel vehicles.
Yeah, long-haul trucks.
Got it.
Not Jeep Liberties?
Nope.
This program, or elements of this program, are also being implemented to retrofit school buses. I believe Lane County also has a program similar to this in place as well.
Okay.
But there are very few in this country, so this is one of the first areas this is being implemented.
Nice. So you might be Mr. Commissioner in charge of biodiesel, but I'm Mr. Commissioner in charge of diesel filters.
Very nice. Okay, well, thank you. Is there anybody who wishes to or signed up to testify or who wishes to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Okay, this is an emergency. Please call the roll.
Adams.
Thanks for your work. I really appreciate it. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Yeah, this is really good work, so please support it. Aye. Next item is 1183.
Consent to transfer of Trashco Services, Inc., residential solid waste and recycling collection franchise, to Waste Connections of Oregon, Inc., doing business as Aero Sanitary Service.
Could you also read 1184 since they're both related?
Consent to transfer Dunthorpe Sanitary Service, Inc., residential solid waste and recycling collection franchise, to Allied Waste of Lake Oswego.
Yeah. So again, putting on my other hat, residential recycling coordinator, these are not necessarily common transfers such as these, but they are routine, and we had two companies coming together at the same time to ask for such transfers. So this is not really anything out of the ordinary, but I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Well, I have a question, given that you just identified yourself as a residential recycling coordinator. I've been asked by a few people and actually have confronted this dilemma myself. We got these great new recycling bins.
Right.
And more specifically, the yard debris recycling bins were new. But what happens, what are we supposed to do with the old ones?
The old ones. Some people are keeping the old ones for extras because they will have more than what can fit in that cart, which you then can put out at the curb for an additional charge. Or if you just don't need them and you don't want to have them any longer, we have depots set up where you can take them, so we can get you that information.
That would be really appreciated.
for your yard debris container.
Yes.
You mean
They gave a brand new big
nice
one, but there was one already, so
yes. We can get that to you.
Be much appreciated.
Even though Randy's garage is the size of my house, I think he's still fighting with clutter that is
you fill up anything.
Yeah.
Talk about a green building.
Well, let's stop right.
We should add at this point. We should add at this point also for the record that people who want
to die to build that mansion.
Yeah.
Just for the public.
Sorry, I raised the question.
Any other questions?
Wait, no. I've got some additional public information I need to share.
Okay.
People who wish to have their old yellow bins picked up can put them out at the curbside with a note to the hauler, please take away.
Okay.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
But okay. I'll take yours.
You got it.
I use them.
Okay.
Use the recycling.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. These are both first readings.
Right.
Non-emergency, so they'll move to a second reading next week.
Oh, that's a job.
Thanks.
Our final item, 1185.
Refer charter amendment adding an office of the ombudsman to voters at the November 4, 2008 general election.
Without objection, this will be returned to the auditor's office.
Okay. Mr. President, if I could take a point of personal privilege. I want to welcome back to City Hall a member of the Fourth Estate, and glad to see him up and around. James Mayer from the Oregonian. He's hiding behind the post.
Oh, hi, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
It's great to see you. Thank you for doing that.
Just to make you feel really welcome and, you know, back at home, everything you've heard in this room is off the record. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Jim.
I didn't see him back.
Glad you're back.
Nice.
Okay, we have no further business until we're adjourned till 2 o'clock Thursday. Council's adjourned.